Big night at Grand River Conference softball tonight. I'm going to have Princeton Trenton here on KTTN 92.3 FM. Trenton tied with Polo atop the league standings, and Polo is a team that Gallatin saw close up. And it's a good Polo team, no question about it, last week, as we're joined here with the weekly Gallatin Lady Bulldog coaches interview with head coach Penny Gardner. Coach, everything was going well for you, and then I think you hit about the fifth inning against Polo, and they got a little bit of a jump on you, but still, overall, really solid start to the season for the Lady Bulldogs.
It is. We come out, guns firing, so to speak, and we played a really good game through five, and some errors kind of bit us in the butt there a little bit, and they capitalized on them, and that was kind of our talk before the game, that both teams were going, you know, we're going to be pretty competitive, and the team with the less errors and the ones that were going to capitalize on them was going to be the ones to win it, and Polo come out on top.
So. I could have the, you know, same discussion I could have with Coach Richmond up at Princeton for tonight. His team is at Trenton. They fell by a run at South Harrison. You can be in this race as far as trying to finish first place or maybe a share of first place if you lose one. If you lose two, you're probably not going to be in the race. So tonight is a huge game for Gallatin up at Putnam County, right?
It is. It's a pretty big game. It's one that we've kind of had circled since last year because Putnam kind of come in and took over here at home against us last year coming out of the Albany tournament. It was one of our big losses that we had that we kind of fell apart as a team. And that was one that the girls kind of wanted to circle in the preseason stuff. And that's one that we definitely are looking forward to.
You know, maybe the one thing that separates Polo from a lot of teams in the GRC right now is Hannah Vaught. And, yeah, I thought coming in, and certainly South Harrison is good, and in my mind they were the favorite in the East, but with Hannah Vaught and that group at Polo they have, they are tough. Is she just the best pitcher you've seen so far this year, Coach?
She is the best pitcher we've seen and probably going to be the best pitcher that we do see for the majority of the season. We still did a decent job. We did record seven hits against her, so our girls definitely were a little bit on edge as far as that goes because it was kind of a big game for us since Polo and us are now in the same district at the end of the year. I think we kind of put a little added extra nerves and stress to ourselves for that game, so we didn't bat quite like we had been, but like you said, she's definitely a quality pitcher.
Sometimes, you know, if you get the hits and you kind of move some people along, sometimes you just hope for getting that second hit and getting some runs across. Sometimes those hits come and sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's just hitting in the bad luck, too.
Right. The one run that we did score come out of a pinch hit that we bunted, and I had Presley Wells was pretty fast on the bases at that time, and I had a girl come off the bench and lay one down, and they actually created an error themselves, and that scored our one run on that one. So that was something that was pretty big, and it kind of changed the momentum a little bit for us. But we had some blunders kind of on the base path. We had a girl get picked, you know, kind of picked on the base path that doesn't normally get picked. And like I said, just a lot of extra pressure on ourselves for that game, and it's one that we're going to learn from, and we'll surely see him again at the end of the year.
Yeah, you get a chance to see him again. And you know, here's the interesting thing, too, is, you know, Gallatin's kind of been in rebuilding mode for a number of years. Not so much this year, you know, with the start that you had. This was a big game against Polo, and you get a loss like that, that's going to kind of hurt a little bit more than some other losses that the girls have had in the past. Did you kind of get that sense that loss stung them and they're going to be motivated for tonight?
That was, you know, definitely after our post-game talk and stuff like that, it was one that definitely is a little bit bitter for them and stuff, and they were kind of disappointed in the last couple innings. But like I said, the first five innings, it was zero through, and it was a good game, and it was a fun game to watch for the crowd especially. So it was one that the girls, I think, are going to use for fuel for later on.
Have you kind of had this week circled? Obviously, you want to win tonight. If you win tonight, you got a lot that's still very much, you know, that you can play for. Because you got Trenton coming to your place here Thursday night, and if you win tonight, that Trenton game becomes a really big one for the Bulldogs.
It does. Both games this week are definitely tough for us, and that's one that, you know, Trenton is an athletic group, and that's one that we don't try to look over because we know that group can catch some good teams on some nights and stuff like that, and it's one that we're definitely not going to sleep on this week. So we're going to come ready to go, and hopefully our number is the one on top when we come out of that one.
In a big picture kind of a situation, I haven't seen your team play yet this year, Coach. I'm sure I will at some point, but for those that have not seen Gallatin play, if your team is playing their best, what are the things that you feel like that you put on the field on a night-to-night basis?
We've got a pretty deep pitching duo with Bryn Bird and Annabelle Ball, those two pitchers. Bryn's a freshman and Annabelle's a junior. Between the two of them, it's definitely a different look. So if a team's starting to catch up with one, I can put in another one. So our pitching has gotten for sure stronger since last year. Our bats have improved since last year also. We're pretty strong batting. And then I would say that our outfield is pretty top-notch as far as speed goes and stuff like that. So all around, I mean, defensively and everything, everything's just kind of coming together, and we're starting to look pretty solid all the way around.
A Gallatin program that is trending in a very good direction this fall. Coach, best of luck up at Putnam County on this Tuesday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.